You're just so mean to her.
I am a cruel. I'm just so cruel. Yes.
Okay. The question I have now is, if you, let's say you do the liftings, and throughout my life for the last over 10 years, I'm sure, once a blue moon, when I'm about to go to sleep, I'll see this shirt. It looks like somebody designed, I almost feel like somebody is there a spirit attached to me that's a designer? It's what I thought at first, but then doing the liftings and you doing the lift, and it still happens. And it's nothing harmful.
It's just some kind of,
I don't know if it's something telling me maybe you need to go design this shirt, because it's always different, a blouse or either a little skirt. I know that sounds weird.
No, nothing sounds weird.
But it's really unique outfits, and I'm not a design type of person.
Have you considered you may have that gift?
Well, I don't know.
The lifting's not for human spirits.
No. I know, but I was confused. I'm like, is this something attached? But then because it's gone off and on through the years, and it's always when my mind.
It's a gift.
Okay.
It's yours.
I mean, it's like I remember each piece of clothing.
Then you need to do it.
Get a sewing machine.
Okay, I didn't know, you know, I'm like.
It's not a spirit.
Whatever it was ain't going away, and it's not harmful, but it keeps giving me these ideas, and it's always of clothes. But I'm not a real flashy person.
Yours.
This is what I'm
doing. It's yours.
Wow. And then I thought, well, maybe I was this in a past life, and it just keeps. Okay.
Don't worry about it.
Okay. I have the question about baptism.
Okay.
Okay. In the Bible, it talks about when Christ was baptized by John the Baptist. Is baptism necessary?
It's wise. It truly is wise. When you're baptized, it's a baptism of letting your old life, your old ways, all the negative flow from you, and you're washed again through Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Protection.
Okay.
My guides told me, because I asked them about baptism, I asked my guide, should I be baptized? They said, yes, if you do it through knowing that this puts you in service to God and that you want to wash away any sins, not that you have a lot at that age, but they said it's important for you to do it at the age of 13, the age of spiritual consent. Now, you can do it later than 13 if you choose to, but your motive has to be in the right place, and you have to be prepared to live your life correctly afterwards. So, yes, it is good. And children that are baptized like... as they're babies, it does give them added protection, but they have to consent to the baptism at the age of 13.
Confirmation.
I have a question.
Yes.
I have two little boys, a 12-year-old and an 8-year-old. My 8-year-old tells me quite frequently, and has for some time, that he sees angels.
Hmm.
And... of course, you know, I encourage him and completely believe everything he's telling me. I'm concerned. He always sees it as peripheral vision, usually. It's always to the side. He sees them, usually. He tells me he sees in white robes, but he sees black robes. He sees
them. That's demonic.
Sees them in black.
Well, they're fallen angels, in essence.
He sees them in black. And like one time I was standing at the table and he said, Mom, I just saw a black angel behind your shoulder. And he said, and normally he doesn't see their faces.
Yeah, they're usually hooded.
Uh-huh, they're hooded. Mm-hmm. But this time he saw this face, and he said it had a long, pointy nose, and it was ugly. And
that's demonic.
And I told him, I said, sweetheart, I said, whenever you see something like that, you need to always look towards the light and ask God for protection. I mean, this just was my natural reaction.
You need to tell him to command in the name of Jesus Christ early on, to let his authority grow, his belief and faith grow, so that he will understand he has that kind of protection for him. Okay?
Yes. And, you know, as a child, I can remember experiencing the same things. Mm-hmm. And I have always commanded in the name of Jesus Christ.
Good.
So, but it just kind of, you know, it's been a long time. And he's experiencing the same thing.
If you do the liftings on a daily basis, you won't have that problem.
Are they allowed to tell the child that they're an angel because they're a fallen angel?
Yes. If they choose to. They lie.
I didn't know spiritual law if they would be allowed to say that.
A child that young, they automatically go to the good.
Well,
unless they're really
sense.
Scared.
And lately he's been waking up around probably 3 o'clock every
morning. Oh,
3 o'clock in the morning,
time.
Yeah.
How old is he? 3.
He's 8.
Yeah, you've got demonic problems going on.
And he has never been afraid. But he's never been afraid, but lately he's been coming into my bedroom, and when he wakes up, and I feel that it is a spiritual thing that's going on. There's some sort of energy that's going on, because he comes in and he's like, Mom, for some reason I'm scared and I can't go to sleep. Mm-hmm. So I feel like he's being pestered.
All right, now you've got, you're equipped, you have the lifting. When that happens, you go ahead and do the lifting on the house and the property and all of you.
So you mean do this like daily?
That's right.
Like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
There's also on the website, there's a PDF version. Well, there's a PDF version of the lifting in case something happens to that piece of paper. You can have it on your phone all the time.
Yeah.
And you don't have to have it. If you're like, oh, darn, I don't have the piece of paper with me, you can pull it up on your phone.
On the contrary, though, my oldest at one point, I mean, I always pray, I mean, constantly, and I pray for the angels, you know, to come and protect. And my 12-year-old told me, it just sent chills down my body, because I was preparing their lunch in the morning, and he, out of the blue, he's like, Mom, he's like, I saw an angel in my room last night, and I, like, literally, I mean, I got chill. I mean,
yeah, but you don't know what he's calling an angel.
But this is what he said next. And he said, I said, come here, please, you know. And I was like, well, that's kind of neat. And I was like, well, what did you see? And he said, it scared me at first. And this is the way he explained it. He said, I saw her, it's wings, it's angel wings. And he went to the wall and he showed me the expansion of the wings. He said, I saw, this is how big it was. It was on my wall. And he said, it scared me at first, but then I remembered what you said about angels, you know, being from God. And he said, it stayed there until I went to sleep, and then I felt safe.
Probably his guardian angel.
But it was kind of neat. I mean, I literally got chill. I mean, it just was like a bone chilling type feeling that I got when he said that.
Mm-hmm.
And he's not the one that usually sees stuff.
Oh, okay. Different one.
Yeah, it's the oldest. It's the youngest one, yeah, that usually sees stuff.
You've got to do something about your household.
Yeah, I mean, and I
seriously.
I wonder if that's why he's seen that. Maybe he, maybe that guardian angel knew, you know.
Yeah, to protect.
But this one here needs
protection.
And you're
being protected until you can start protecting yourself through calling upon the right ones for that protection.
And I've been having a lot of dreams, too.
I bet you have.
But
we can't go into this.
No, I'm just saying about that,
yeah.
Though. You know,
yeah.
Faces and just things like that.
Oh,
you
yeah.
know.
I know.
So.
Been there, done that.
Sandalwood.
Literally wrote the book about it.
Sandalwood would help her immensely. You get sandalwood incense. I have it here. Burning a sandalwood incense. The demonic hates sandalwood incense.
Really?
You can do sage, you can do...
I have sage at home.
It will not do anything.
It won't do anything?
No.
Sage will not?
No.
Well, what about frankincense?
No.
So it's, you need...
Sandalwood.
It has to be sandalwood. That's the only thing that works. I tried frankincense. It didn't work. I tried sage. It didn't work. I used sandalwood. It worked. And it repeatedly worked with everyone.
Mm.
So I think they delivered sandalwood to Christ.
Instead of frankincense and myrrh.
That's right.
I mean, it could have been delivered in addition to.
It might be, but it's sandalwood that works. And my guides, when they come in with the scent of sandalwood.
I've been in precarious situations and people say, smells like incense, like sandalwood.
So.
And that would be easy for me to use because I like the smell of sandalwood.
Yeah, it's very pleasant. And
yes.
The one that I carry is really, I really like it. So be a praise, sandalwood incense. Sage does not work with the demonic any way, shape, or form. It does not work with the human spirit any way, shape, or form. It will get rid of some negative energy. That's it. If you don't believe it, watch a haunting on TV when they try to use sage to get rid of it. It doesn't work.
I like it when they say, and everything was good for a few months.
And then, boom!
But when you use sandalwood, do you open the doors before you use, or you could just use it and close that? Just use it.
You don't have to do anything in particular. It's just, they just don't like the smell of sandalwood. Mm-hmm. It runs them out.
And speaking of doors, you can put a wooden or silver cross above your doorway.
Yes, always. Yeah.
You cannot, or you should?
You should.
You should.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's entryways on there, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Like the main
entryway. And also the back. Wouldn't be a bad idea.
I don't want to stick them in the back door.
That's right.
But if you've got, a lot of stuff going on, it's not a bad idea. Bad idea to ask either the Band of Mercy, the appropriate Band of Mercy, or maybe even Archangel Michael in this legion to put an appropriate protected sanctuary, floating sanctuary.
And that's on the webpage, how to put a sanctuary. Because if you're on a battleground or you're living beside a cemetery or some such mess, you're going to have to use a floating sanctuary to keep yourself okay.
Or skull. You have lots of.
Yeah. It gets... You have to learn about the property that you're living on. I had a poor guy come in to see me today, and he lives on a Civil War battleground. His house is built on a Civil War battleground. And he's got everything in the world there.
He lives in Arkansas?
Yeah.
Wow.
So, it's rough. I don't advise people to buy on Civil War battlegrounds.
Or any battleground,
exactly. Okay.
I've got a question. I was talking to some friends the other day that they were asking questions about reincarnation and whatnot, and was telling them pretty much what I've learned in your classes and everything about how the spirit will, you know, implant itself in the embryo or choose the embryo through which it wants to come through. And my friend Perry said, "What if a soul does not choose to go into an embryo? What if there are no souls?" And I thought, "Wow, I've never thought of that question before."
Well, we haven't arrived at that yet, so I can't answer that. If there are no souls to go into the embryo,
or I mean, he was really saying, if none choose to go into an embryo before it's born,
the child will be aborted naturally.
Would that be like a baby that like suddenly is 40, aborts. Like 38 weeks and then it still births?
Yeah. Yeah, for whatever reason, the it wasn't chosen or it was incorrect. I had a natural abortion. It happened when I was about 6 weeks pregnant, 8 weeks, probably 8 weeks, I think. And this woman came into the room. She leaned over me. And I screamed because it freaked me out. And then I suddenly aborted. And I asked what happened. They said that the fetus was incorrect for the soul to inhabit. And then after that, I got pregnant and I had my daughter.
So Rebecca might have been Roger.
Could have been.
Had it been.
Could have been. But it wasn't going to happen with her. So abortions, natural abortions, are for specific reasons. And it can be because that soul does not want to come in at that point in time or in that particular body. Maybe there's something wrong, so it can't do what it needs to do in this lifetime for the purpose.
It's a good question.
I invited them to come. I said, because that's the kind of question she wants to have or those.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
But I have been told by my guides, and then I checked it out through other means, that the soul does not really begin to enter the fetus until 6 months. And it's not fully instituted into the body until birth. And sometimes when it's not fully instituted into the body, it causes autism.
But Carol, when I was pregnant, now this is many, many years ago, there was this wall, and every time I passed by the wall, no, I shouldn't say every time, three times during my pregnancy, I fell at that wall. That is the same wall, but on the other side of the wall where my son got killed.
I can't tell you. I don't know. How far along were you?
4 months, 6 months, 9 months.
Well, probably it was getting ready for that situation with your son. It was already fated to be. And there's a lot of things that are fated to be. You can't avoid them. And you were reacting. Remember, there's really no such thing as time.
But when my friend called me and told me that my son got killed, and I described the place for her, even though it was 30 years before that I had seen that wall, and she got spoofed out. She was like, how do you remember? I said, because I remember that wall.
Yeah. We're psychic beings. We're all psychic beings. Those are no coincidences. And especially with our children, we're very psychically linked to our children, and we pre-know things. Like my daughter, when she came in, her doctor said, you know, your little Rebecca's getting ready to be born, not knowing that I had already named her Rebecca. So we're reacting psychically all the time. We don't know it. We don't pay any attention sometimes. We go, wow, what a coincidence.
It's interesting because my 8-year-old that I was talking about earlier, there are times out of the blue he'll say, Mom, you know that when I was in heaven that I chose you.
Yeah.
Wow.
And they do.
He said, I chose you. And there are also times when he will, she's cried, and I'm like, what is wrong? He's like, I'm homesick.
Yeah.
And I'm like, baby, you're home. He goes, I don't understand, but I'm homesick.
If you get an opportunity, go on YouTube and watch A Ghost in My Child. Okay?
A Ghost in My Child, okay.
The Ghost Inside My Child. The Ghost Inside of My Child. It's about these kids that come in with memory of their past lives, and then they research it, and they found out that it's accurate.
That's crazy. I know my 12-year-old also.
No, we can't get into all of this, so.
I'm sorry. I'm just saying that he also would cry when he would see pictures of his newborn memories.
That's why you need to go look at that.
they show episodes on Lifetime, too. So.
On Lifetime.
Right.
Yeah. Children up until about the age of 6 very often have past life remembrances, and they have very often a lot of detailed information that can actually be researched. And this happens a lot. It's just now becoming public. Matter of fact, the first time I ever even heard about reincarnation was Murphy Brown. Was that what? Not Murphy Brown. Bridie Murphy.
Bridie Murphy.
That was a show. And she had remembered her life in Ireland. And in great detail, and they were actually able to prove out the information that she gave them. And it just wasn't allowed to be talked about because churches didn't want people to believe in reincarnation because it took away from what they were teaching. But I'm here to tell you that reincarnation is, whether you like it or not, it just is. And I don't care who you are, what race you are, whether you're male or female, you get to be everything. Which is kind of cool, I think. You get to be every religion, you get to be everything. So don't be so judgmental. You might be judging yourself in a future life. Yeah.
Okay. Does it go in a specific order? I mean, I know some religions say that a reincarnation goes in a specific order. You go a particular direction.
Yeah, right.
That's what I figured.
You can. If you're, the thing about reincarnation is this. If you go into the light after you have left your physical body, you can chart out many aspects of your future life and the lessons that you truly want to learn. If you don't go into the light, then it's a catch can.
Got it.
So, is it charted by you, if you're lucky, if you're fortunate? This thing called free will is very powerful, and we do have it. It would be lovely if God said, I'm going to do this for you, and I'm going to chart out your life. But how could you learn anything any other way except to do it yourself? It's like me, I can teach you this information, but it's up to you whether you use it and how you use it.
You have to take personal responsibility for your own growth.
Bottom line, like it or not, you're responsible for who you are and where you're at this point in time.
No shortcuts.
No shortcuts. I'm giving you as much shortcut as I possibly
can. Yes, you are. We thank you for that.
You're welcome. Yeah.
So if you were one of those nutty spirits that decided you're going to try and swing back through one more time, you know, before going into the light because you were smarter than everybody else.
Oh, God love you.
Right? Then you would pick that up on that second swing around. Like, yeah, that was your mistake right there.
Yeah.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, and be cautious of information out there that tell you you can bypass this and you can bypass that. It doesn't work that way. And I'd hate to see you get in serious trouble. Okay, we're going to go ahead and shut her down.